Gemara in Shabbos and Dr. Pala discusses the nace of the Pach HaShemen, the fact that we're able to find a single Pach that miraculously burned for the duration of 8 days. And the Fromer bothered at great, great length that how essential was this nace? What would happen if he didn't have a Pach of Shemen Tov? And the difficulty seems to arise because the Gemara tells us in Yuman Dachav, Sanhedrin Dachav Days, that Tuma is Putra, Duchuya, Bitzibur, and therefore, even if the Avodah had to be performed with Tuma, that would not be an insurmountable obstacle. The Avodah indeed could continue. And if that really is the case, that we would allow that to occur, Rambam Tmim Musafim in Gimel Yud, how essential was it to find the Pach HaShemen itself? Maybe one could answer a lengthy discussion in Bach and Tafrei Shayin that Tuma Hutra B'tzibur maybe doesn't apply to every single case. Maybe it applies to an individual, a Kohen who is Tamei, not the case of Shemen, which is Tamei. Maybe it's limited to Tumas Meis. It doesn't apply to other forms of Tuma. And maybe, yes, reason to assume that it was essential to have a Pach HaShemen Tava. There's a beautiful comment that Pnei Yeshua has there in Shabbos Daf Kaf Aleph, Chacham Tzvi and Simon Pei Zayin, that maybe it's true. Even if we didn't find the Pach HaShemen, we would have performed the mitzvah betumah. And even if it only lasted a single day, we would have seen to it that there was no interruption in Hadlokas and Eros. But nonetheless, Kadosh Baruch Hu performed an ace to allow us to fulfill the mitzvah in the most pristine way, even though it could have been done otherwise. And the Pnei Yeshua writes that that is the greatest indicator of the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Knesset Yisrael. Not when an ace is so essential for our survival, but even when it comes to this type of ace, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates the love of Knesset Yisrael. There is a beautiful teretz that you find of Yosef Engel, Gilyone HaShas, and Shabbos Sandav Chafal. He raises this question, why is it necessary to have a Pach of Shemen Torah? He raises a similar question, a Sugi Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara asks very simply, where did we access the Sa'orim the first time the Minchas HaOmer was brought? We enter Eretz Yisrael, we're offering, after all, the Sa'orim. Where indeed do they come from? And you know what the difficulty is, Akash of the Ran, Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel, why is that such a difficult kasha? After all, they could have gone me'eva le'yardein, b'nei Gad, b'nei Ruvein, and secured the sa'orim that were necessary for the Minchas HaOmer. Why is the Gemara so troubled that where did the new crop indeed come from? And even a further kasha. When you look in Parsha Shmini, there the Torah describes the karbanos that are offered at the time of the Hakamas HaMishkan. Three different se'irim were offered. One was the se'ir of Rosh Chodesh for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Torah describes Behinei Sarav, and it was burned. Why did that sreif occur? Rashi quotes the different deos that you find in Chazal. Rashi writes, V'yesh Omer Mipnei HaTuma, because again, it contacted Tuma, and therefore the carbon cannot be brought. If you look there in the Mikros Gedolos, Parsha Shmini, Gasa Kemi Abaliatosus, Abaliatosus lead this as a Tzarekiyun. Why was that an insurmountable problem? If Tuma is Hutra or Dechuya Bitzibur, and the carbon had contact with Tuma, can't it have been brought? Why exactly is it Behine Sarah? The Kasha of Abaliatosus in Parsha Shmini, the Kasha of the Ran, Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel, and the Kasha in Shabbos Daf Chaf Aleph, why was it necessary to have a single Pach of Shemen Torah? Yosef Engel writes the following. You have to recognize that how essential this hadlaka is. The Gemara tells us, Sanhedrin Tezayin, Shavuos Tezvav, you know, you make a new kli, you make a menorah, you have to be mechanech a menorah. You make a mizbeach, you have to be mechanech the mizbeach. How exactly is that done? Kol ha-keilu shasha Moshe Rabbeinu m'shichos ha-nekadsha. When Moshe Rabbeinu did say, Shemen HaMishcha, that is what endowed with the Kedushas HaKli. What about Mikan Va'il? What about subsequently? What about in the time of the Chashmonaim? How are they Mechanech? How are they Mekadish the Menorah? You know what the answer is? Avodasa Mechanchasa. the first hadlaka was not merely a mitzvah of avodah, but avodasa mechampasa. That is what endowed the menorah with the status of klei hamikdash. That was mechanech. That was mekadesh. And Yosef Engel Reish, just a beautiful yisod, it may very well be, when it comes to daily avodah, sometimes avodah can be done even betumah. That certainly is true. But not when it comes to avodasa mechanchasa. You build a menorah, and the tchilas avodah is going to be mekadesh. That has to be done min hamuvchar. That has to be done b'kedusha uvetara, not with any reliance on tumah hutra or tumah duchli of its ibor. And that's why that pach hashemen was absolutely essential, not for the mitzvah sadaka, but rather for avodasa menchanchasa. That's what the Ran writes about the Minchas Omer. Recognize Rosh Hashanah Yom Gimel. This is the first time we're offering the Minchas Omer. Imagine that the first time in our history that such a mincha was brought, it was brought in less than ideal circumstance. We would have to go outside of Eretz Yisrael, Me'ever the Yarden, in order to be able to access the Sorin. Maybe in subsequent years that could be, but not the Tchilas HaVodah. And that Yosef Engel writes, the days of the Miluim, the Tchilas Avoda, the first Seir that was brought as the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, B'dieved, as Tumah Duchuya B'tzibur, maybe that would occur subsequently, but not when it comes to Tchilas Avoda. Tchilas Avoda is B'kedusha, B'tara. Yosef Engel writes, that's why it was necessary to find a single Pach of Shemen that was Tahar. Perhaps as Pnei Yeshua, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed his love for Klal Yisrael, allowing that single path to continue, even in subsequent days. But the Metziyas HaPach, the need for Shemen Tahor with the Tchilas Hadlaka, that is something that was absolutely essential. There, without Duchuya or even Hutra, there the mitzvah was performed in the most pristine fashion. That's so important when it comes to each and every mitzvah. Aside from the act of the Maisa Mitzvah, the Kiyuma Mitzvah, you have to recognize that Asher Kedishanam Mitzvah Vetzivonim, every mitzvah is an opportunity, literally, of Avodasa Mechanfasa. And you know what? In life, you don't want to get by with Bidyeve, but just Yitzias Yidechavasa. You want to embrace every opportunity that you can of fulfilling the Dvar Hashem, both in Amahudah. And even sometimes if circumstances would arise that, you know what, yes, it requires that there's a second tier. And maybe, yes, but that's not what we embrace. We embrace avodasa mechanchasa, the tchilas avoda, every mitzvah and opportunity to be able to express passionately, enthusiastically, our avodas Hashem. And this is how we have to embrace the time of Chanukah. Literally a zman of Nisim, you know, the Rambam describes, right? All the dinim of Hallel sandwiched in Hilchos Chanukah. This is an opportunity for us. And I admit that this year is somewhat challenging. You know, Chanukah falls out for you during finals week, which is not so simple. Bezos Chanukah for us is a time to immerse ourselves in the Torah Hashem. And we all appreciate the balance that each of you have to experience when it comes to the finals at this time. I urge you to do what you can. Certainly to be kovei'itim, to attend the starim, to attend the shiurim. This man for shiur will be on a Sunday schedule to allow you the time that you have to study. But that balance is something that is exquisitely, exquisitely important. Yetz Hashem, that on Wednesday we'll have a wonderful, wonderful chagiga, with dancing and then a suda and a kumzitz, and something that can be uplifting in every aspect of Rav Avodas Hashem. I urge you all to be able to mishtate, to be able to dance, and be simcha with your rebbeim. It's something that Baruch Hashem brings the yeshiva together. A technical point in terms of the hadlaka itself, the preferred place of hadlaka for us in the yeshiva is in the dining. Lighting in your dorm rooms for many reasons is not an option. Light in the dining room. But I urge you, make the dining room into a makom kavua lachim. And even if, let's say, that during other weeks of the year, you don't really eat in the dining room, for this window of time for Hanukkah, make that your makom pita. Make that into your makom achinu. Yeshiva will go the extra mile. Yeshiva is going to provide a supper for everyone every night of Hanukkah without any charge to make sure that you're there and that you're eating at that time. So we provide breakfast, we'll provide dinner. If you're going to eat lunch, eat as much as you can in the dining room to make that place the makam kavur. If you do that, that will be the ideal place to be yotzei dechavasa when it comes to the mitzvah of Hanukkah. Lighting in the dorm is not an option. Lighting adjacent to the dorm outside is a huge machlokas rishonim with our configuration, where really would be the ideal place to light. Machlokas Rashi and Tosus and beyond, and Shabbos and Daf Chaf Aleph. So therefore, if you ask me, the preferred place to light would be the dining room, but make that into a real kviyus as a makom achila. And during the week, as I mentioned, I understand the difficulty of that balancing, but we would appreciate whatever you can do. Obviously, when it comes to the davening, when it comes to the storm, when it comes to the shiurim, that realize that when we speak about the nisim v'niflos, we're not just describing v'yom ha'im, but very, very much so, v'zman hazeh, Klal Yisrael is in need, and how we experience Hanukkah really will be an important step, Ezras Hashem, to be matzmiach Yishuv.